What up, y'all? It's your boy, Seth Linus, checking in once again. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe to the channel. It helps the channel grow. My name is Seth Linus. This is Let's Argue, the morning show. Today, we're going to talk about Candace Owens going on The Breakfast Club for a pretty good interview. I don't know if you know what's been happening, but the strongholds that the left has had on mainstream media, especially some of the younger mainstream media channels and outlets, are opening the dialogue up to conservatives. You know, you even see on Stephen A's show, he has conservatives. You see it on the Breakfast Club, they're having more conservatives. You know, it's almost like conservatives are now getting a shot on a lot of mainstream media. I mean, not the big guys like CNN or MSNBC or some of those people, but especially like the Breakfast Club, some of these other guys that have really big channels on YouTube. You know, a lot of the dialogue is starting to open up, which is great. And so I'm just saying, like maybe like 5-6 years ago, they would have never had a Candace Owens on the Breakfast Club. But she's up there. Now she's up there and she answers the questions. Now, one of the questions that a lot of people wanted answered was what happened in high school. There's this narrative around in high school, Candace Owens came in contact with a lot of racism and the NAACP helped her sue and get some money. And people use that story as the narrative on that Candace Owens used racism to make money, and now she turns her back or talks bad about people who may make money off of racist situations. You know, or even she talks bad about the NAACP when they helped her out when she was in school. So that's a narrative that's been going around for a long time. Nobody has ever asked Candace this question. But on the Breakfast Club, they did. So I'm gonna go ahead and play for you how she answered that question. Cause I feel like this is like a break silence moment. You know how somebody's like, oh, she never talks about this, but now she did. So let's go ahead and let me go ahead and open this up and we'll go ahead and play where her answer was to this question. All right.
Friends, very typical high school stupid mm-hmm. stuff. And this gay guy that I was friends with was like outraged by it. And one night he was out drinking with kids that were way younger than him that I had never met. And they left me horrific voicemails. I mean, like bringing in like Rosa Parks. There was tons mm-hmm. of threats.
You did what?
They were just they like, it was, up about Rosa yeah, Parks. Like it was, there was no way to slice it, but it was, yeah. They were extremely racist. And it was terrifying too, because I didn't know who the phone calls were coming from. Long story short, one of the kids in the car happened to be the governor of Connecticut's son. So it became this sort of overnight political story. Mm-hmm. And while it was going on and there were like news cameras in front of the school, I left school and just homeschooled for, I think it was about 6 to 8 weeks. And basically, we got reimbursed for the time that I was homeschooling, is what happened. But wow. Yeah, so wow. When people retell that story now, it's like she sued her school for racism and the NAACP helped her. And I'm like, no, the NAACP did not help me. They used my face and my name to fundraise for the NAACP, which is actually the reason why I don't like the NAACP. It's like a very valid reason, because I was a little girl, you know, mm-hmm. I was 16, 17 years old. And it was a really hard situation to go through as a child. You know, I'm not like I am now, 34 years old and married with that support system. It was kind of fame you don't want, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually very grateful that it happened to me, because it allowed me to really consider what the media was. Even mm-hmm. though I was still a liberal, I knew what the media was. Like I knew the media was all about selling a headline. I knew then I got an early lesson in the NAACP. I think organizations that never want racism to go away, because how are they going to fundraise? Like if you're mm-hmm. a CEO of the NAACP and you're earning X amount of dollars, you got to keep the racism narrative going yeah. on, or you're going to work yourself out of business. So the stuff that I talk about.
All right. So there you have it. She says that the NAACP did not help her sue. She said she didn't even sue. She just got reimbursed for time that she spent homeschooling. If you don't know, like when you go to public school, there's a certain dollar amount of money attached to each child. And so in some states, if you homeschool, that amount of money goes to the family, or if you go to another school, you know what I'm saying, that money can go with the kid. So it seems like because she was homeschooled, the situation, they allowed her money that usually would go just to the public school, they allowed that money to go to her. As she said, that the NAACP didn't help her sue. They used this moment for a photo op to bring in more donations to fight racism. And she feels like the NAACP is just an organization that keeps the narrative of racism going so they can keep continuously getting donations, which I think is partly true. Some of that maybe I disagree with, but that's a real situation. That's her life. And I'm glad she answered the question, because it kind of fixes the narrative that she used the NAACP, got help from the NAACP, and then she turned her back on the Black community. But the main thing that's the most important, I think, that came from this interview is when Candace Owens, she talked about, they were talking about rap music or music or Black people being creative, things of that nature. And then it came across that Meek Mill, I guess, said that he listens to Candace Owens. And when Meek Mill said he listens to Candace Owens, she was talking about how she had a brief conversation with Meek Mill direct, but so much of the media immediately tried to interfere. And this is the same thing that happened when Joe Budden said he wanted on the show. The media tried to interfere and shame Joe Budden for even thinking about having a conversation with Candace Owens. And it seems like that there's a push to keep Black people separate, because if a very cool person or person in the hip hop industry, whatever, aligns himself with a conservative mindset, that could shift the narrative, because right now, most of the people who are deemed cool, like entertainers, are totally on the left. So let's listen to how Candace Owens break down this Meek Mill situation.
We have a ton of talent. I tend to think that when we get involved in certain things, we just do it better. I think creatively, Black people are very gifted. Mm-hmm. And where somebody is making our gift a curse, right? It's music that's encouraging Black men to commit crimes. It's like a hip-hop to prison pipeline. And I just, you know, I really question it.
How do you feel when Meek Mill says he listens to you all the time? Because I've just thought about that when you was talking about the music that they make. He actually listens to you all the time. Did you see that tweet?
I did see that, and I reached out to him, and we had a private discussion very quickly, but it was so interesting because just based on that tweet, how quickly they tried to make sure that me and Meek Mill wouldn't talk, right? Media instantly. This is what Candace has said in the past about, you know, Meek Mill being arrested. Just, again, constantly trying to fracture Black relationships, and that has always been the name of the game, from politics to the media. They are interested in the business of fracturing Black relationships if it's a relationship that I think they believe could advance Black America. So I'm just like, when is there going to be that moment that Black America is really just going to fully awaken, you know, and have.
Right. So she said the media tries to fracture Black relationships. And that's the one thing that we cannot have happen. We cannot have people from outside of our community tell us who we can talk to within our community, or because we never know what those conversations can do. Those conversations can shape anybody. It's almost like if you're a Christian or you believe in God, and somebody says, hey, I've been listening to your sermons or the things you've been saying, I want to talk to you more about Christianity or religion or things like that. And then you say, well, I can't talk to you because of X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? No, you pose a spread. And all this is doing is just bringing us back to a moral center, a more godly center. And we should not shy away from having conversations with our brothers and sisters. And I think there is an agenda. The black community is under so many different agendas that's attacking us. We have to understand and know when it's coming. So when Candace Owens and Meek Mill have a moment on Twitter, in the media could write stories about trying to sever that relationship, that's intentional. Those things are intentional, and they have happened all the time. They've been happening since Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. They didn't want those guys to meet either. They didn't want those movements to meet up. You think they wanted the civil rights movement and the what they called at the time, the black nationalist movement to meet up? No, they didn't. You know what I'm saying? It would have been too powerful. Same thing with COINTELPRO when it came to the Panthers and it came to so many other different groups. The way that they break down these groups is they get us and they fabricate hate towards one another. So then we're at each other's necks and we're at each other's odds. I mean, we're at odds with each other. And so a lot of times it don't even be true. It be fabricated. So let's just stay connected, stay together. I thought this was a great interview by Candace Owens in the Breakfast Club. Make sure you go check it out. She talked about so many different things. I appreciate y'all listening to the video. Keep God first, and I'll catch y'all the next one.